Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Plagans is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers on 560 WQAM. Panthers and Flyers tonight. You will hear it here. Plagans, did you get a cheesesteak in Philly?
I did get a cheesesteak this afternoon, as a matter of fact. I had a very Philadelphia afternoon. I went and walked over to the Rocky Steps, and then from there I went and got a cheesesteak. So I was a tourist around lunchtime this afternoon.
I love that because he does exactly what I would do. Crowder would never go to the Rocky Steps.
For what?
And then he would never go get a cheesesteak.
The Rocky Steps.
I would 100%, I would put it on Instagram. Who doesn't want to run up the steps like Rocky? And then who doesn't want to, where'd you go? Jim's, Geno's, Pat's?
So, I've actually
if
never
you
been
say,
to Pat's.
If you say Quiznos, I am going to punch you in the face.
No, and it wasn't Wawa either, even though I do think Wawa has a very underrated cheesesteak.
But do.
There's a place here right downtown. Out of convenience, it's good. It's not probably my favorite one, but it was really good. There's a place called Cleaver's. It's only been here for a few years. I went to it for the first time, I'd say maybe like 2017, 2018, but I've been to it a number of times. It's good, and like I said, it was convenient for me when I needed it most, so that's where I went.
And you go to the Rocky Steps to what? Meet Yoda and hang out with Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Different movie.
Cartoon characters,
it's a different
though.
Movie.
You're a character. It's not even a human. It's a
different
character.
Movie. And by the way, if I was at the cantina, the cantina bar where the Star Wars characters are, I'd go visit that too.
Movie characters. You're going to see them.
Doug, you
they've got a statue over there and everything.
Yeah, don't listen to Crowder. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself because he's the worst traveler. He's the worst. Like nothing interests him. I don't even
Rocky statue.
Only the Oscar winning greatest movie of 1970.
You win an Oscar. I need to go see a statue of you.
That's right because it's reminiscent of the movie. You know, he runs up the steps. It's a very seminal moment in the movie.
We should make one of Bruce Willis for Armageddon. I want to go see that,
too. I would go see that.
You'll go see Bruce Willis laying in the hole telling his daughter he loves her.
100%.
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm not going to a monument for just any movie. Rocky's an inspirational character.
100%. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself to Crowder.
Doug. If there was a Channing Crowder statue, I'd go visit that.
No, you wouldn't.
Ridiculous.
There is one.
Doug, you know, we all appreciate the cinema, but what about the first capital of our United States? I mean, did you go to Independence Park? Did you go visit the crack in the Liberty Bell? You go to the Constitution Center?
I don't think you visit just the crack in the Liberty Bell. I think you go see the entire Liberty Bell. I don't think you could visit just the crack.
Crack got too big for the
bell. You could visit the crack, though. That's on South Street.
I've never stood in the line to see. I've seen it through a window. I've never stood in the line. Every time I've been over by that thing, the line is so long. I've been over by, they have the first post office here as well, apparently. Yeah. I've seen that a number of times.
Yeah, it's a, my wife is from Philly. It's a terrible city. And the only thing good about it is the cheesesteaks, the pretzels, and the water ice. Did you get a water ice?
I didn't get a water ice, but I will have a pretzel. They usually have them in the press box at the arena, and they're pretty good. So good. I enjoy Philly. I like coming here.
All right. I know you got to get on the team bus, so I want to talk some Panthers hockey. I would not believe this if I didn't see it myself. The Panthers, with their win last night, and the Penguins are piling up losses, the Panthers would be in the playoffs right now if it began right now. So how has the team turned it around like this?
Well, it's been something that's taken flight over the second half of the season here. And I know they're on a hot stretch lately. They've won 6 out of 7. They've got points in the last 7 games. They were close enough to where it wasn't going to take a 9 or 10 game win streak. If they were able to just keep banking points consistently, that was going to be enough to get them into a playoff spot. But since the turn of the new year, they're 20-10-3. You roll that out over a full season, and that's better than wild card. That's top three in the division type stuff. That's better than wild card. So they've been on a heck of a roll, and it hasn't just been recent. It's something that's really been a build from right around the turn of the new year moving forward. So everything just is clicking there. As healthy as they've been all season, knock on wood, Sergei Bobrovsky's been outstanding. They're scoring a lot of goals. Special teams have been good. And the big guns especially have risen to the occasion when they've needed the most. So you add all that up. And Anthony Duclair, when he came back into the lineup, it just really increased the depth of the forward group specifically and slotted everybody into a comfortable spot in the lineup. Everything is going in the right direction for this team right now. And you add that to the fact that the Penguins and the Islanders specifically haven't really capitalized on opportunities that they've had. The Islanders are playing pretty well. I shouldn't say that. They just have played more games than a lot of the other teams around them. The Penguins, though, you look a couple of weeks back, and I thought that they just had to be pretty good, not great, just be pretty good the rest of the way, and they were going to be firmly in a playoff spot. Well, they've certainly not capitalized on the opportunity that they had. The door's been wide open for the Panthers, and they've taken this opportunity. So now the Panthers are in a spot where I feel like if they finish 8-4, if they get to 95 points, I don't even think it's going to take any help from anybody else. I think an 8-4 finish for this team, 95 points, and they're firmly in.
And, Doug, that was the first time all season I can remember you talking glowingly about the special teams. What the hell changed? Because you said that was a problem all season when we spoke with you.
Well, I don't think it was ever a problem. I think over the course of the year, especially with, power plays can be streaky. And look at the way they started this season. Everybody's mentioned this, multiple times. They started 2-for-33 on the power play, but it wasn't for a lack of chances and a lack of execution. And when you have the elite personnel that they have, when you have the ability to put the 5 guys on the top unit the Panthers are able to put out there, eventually things are going to go your way. And I think it kind of goes along with the way this team's played the second half of the year. They've managed the highs and the lows. They haven't let any kind of slump creep into their game or anything like that. They've just been consistent, and they've stuck with it. They know they have the game plan and the personnel to make this work, and right now it really is.
Doug Plagans, you will hear him tonight on the call on this very radio station. So what, 12 games left? What do they need to do?
Well, I think, like I said, I think an 8-4 finish in the final 12, that would put them to 95 points. I think 95 points, obviously it's a moving target, but I think at 95 points they are in with no help. And they might even be in the first wild card, not the second wild card, if they get that, if they finish with 95 points. Under 95 points, maybe a little bit of help is required. Less than 95 also might make them the second wild card. Now, if you don't have the standings in front of you, the difference between the first and second wild card, the second wild card is going to play Boston because they are going to have the best record. The first wild card is going to play New Jersey or Carolina. Carolina's been the division leader all season long in the Metro. New Jersey's pushing them a bit right now, so we'll see how that ends. But it would be one of those three teams. If the Panthers get in, they're going to be playing one of those three teams in the first round, and I think a 95 point finish would put them into that first wild card with no additional help needed, and that would set up a first round date with either Carolina or New Jersey out of the Metro Division.
Is it possible if they play Boston in a 4-game series that they actually lose in 2 games? That's how good Boston is.
Well, the Panthers have played Boston as well as anybody has this season. The Panthers split with them during the regular season series. They've actually matched up really well with them. And one of the games they lost really early in Boston, a lot of folks might remember, they played a game against the Bruins with 4 defensemen. And that's no easy task. And they hung around in that game and kept it close. So they match up well with the Bruins. They've shown during the regular season. And the way this team's going right now, I wouldn't be afraid of any first-round opponent. In hockey, it really is the just get in sport as far as the playoffs are concerned. So for the Panthers, I would say that's the mentality. Just get in, see what happens from there.
I would be afraid of Boston.
Because you're scary.
Yep. Now, you were in Detroit. Do you have to get on the bus, or is the entire team bus waiting for us?
No, very, very shortly, but I did see Randy Moeller come out of the hotel, so I'm not the only one out here right now.
When you were in Detroit yesterday, did you go to White Castle?
I did not go to White Castle. There wasn't one downtown there by the hotel. I like White Castle. It's not a must go to for me, and I think that's because I grew up with it.
No Oz Hakim stories?
No, Oz and I haven't been able to get back to White Castle ever since that one day back in 2001.
Oz and I. Y'all are
love
boys.
Me some Oz Hakim. So where'd you go in Detroit? Did you get some Detroit-style pizza?
So there's a chicken wing place. It's a restaurant, a bar restaurant downtown called Sweetwater Tavern. And I would put the chicken wings up against any chicken wing I've ever had.
Really?
So
in
yeah.
Detroit?
So it's a must-go-to.
Yeah, how do you get your wings?
Yeah, I like them. I like them kind of. I'm kind of a dry rub guy. Sometimes I like to put my own sauce. I like ranch too. A lot of people really scoff at that. I'm not a blue cheese guy.
Huh.
So I like the ranch with my wings.
You don't like that, Solana,
I like dry
right?
rub. I don't. Sometimes I avoid wings because I just don't want to get sauce everywhere. You know, when I'm eating them. But
that's part of the fun of the wing, though.
Really good.
Getting the sauce everywhere.
Isn't everywhere just on your cheek and hand?
That's pretty much everywhere. Omnipresent. The sauce is omnipresent. It's
goes.
A callback to the 2 o'clock hour.
He learned a new word.
At least I remembered it. Plagans, have a good broadcast tonight. Is it possible Sergei Bobrovsky plays all of the 12 upcoming games?
Well, they've said they'd like to get Alex Lyon into a couple of these because the Panthers have a busy schedule the rest of the way. At about 4:45, Paul Maurice will announce his starting goaltender for tonight. So we'll wait and see, but it's going to be a heavy dose of Sergei Bobrovsky the rest of the way, but they've said they'd like to get Alex Lyon into a couple of these just to give him a night off so he can stay a bit fresh.
Oh, so you think it's possible Bobrovsky doesn't even play tonight?
Well, we'll wait and see. It's entirely possible that he could play both ends of the back-to-back. He's been playing so well, and Sergei's the type of guy, he takes such good care of himself, he's so dedicated to his craft, he'd play all 82 if he had the opportunity to do it. But Paul Maurice has said they would like to get Alex Lyon into a couple here down the stretch, so we'll see where and when that happens.
All right, Panthers and Flyers tonight from Philadelphia. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans will be on the call. Carter Verhaeghe, 3.5 shots or more tonight? What do you think?
That's a question for somebody else, Hawk.
See you, Plagans.
Stay strong, Doug. Stay strong.
I don't answer questions that involve fractional and decimal numbers.
Stay strong, big dog.
See you. Have a good broadcast. There he goes, Doug Plagans. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.